this way.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we all today?
Hello, good. You didn't tell me the mics were on.
Oh, so cheeky.
I didn't actually get what you were doing. The mics were down, but on.
Good.
So Jade was just saying to us that she wishes she had nipple tassels sometimes. Because, you know, that's what I want to look at every day.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? The human body is a beautiful thing.
You know what? Real talk. Mm. And this isn't from a sleazy place at all.
No.
Your boobs would look great with nipple tassels. Aww. Because they're so rounded and big.
Thank you. Well, Maddie did get a good look the other day when you saw me at the beach.
Oh, she's got some... No, actually, I'm not going to say that. That sounds sexist, and I don't want to sound sexist.
Oh, okay, good.
But nipple tassel chat's absolutely fine.
No, but she likes it. You're proud of your
boobs.
I'm
proud of my titties.
Yeah, well, that's good.
The gays are allowed to say... Well, not allowed, but it's more acceptable. We have a good friendship where we can talk about each other's beers.
And I'm okay with it. Everyone, I'm okay with Maddie talking about my nipple tassels.
Bit creepy if you start talking about her boob tassels. Not so
double
much
standard,
for me.
Isn't it?
It is a little bit.
Oh, Crevo, there's an easy way to fix this, my friend.
What's that?
Become gay.
Or talk about Emmy's nipple tassels.
Get my own nipple tassels.
You can talk about your girlfriend's nipple tassels.
There's a treat for everyone.
I tell you what, day four back into work, I'm feeling a bit tired today. It's been a big day.
You've hit the wall.
You know what? It is a lot of administration.
I hate administration. Yeah. I fucking hate it.
But you know what, guys? You do such a good job at it.
What administration do you do, Jay?
I did the website, and I did the meme I had to send to you. Oh, you sent me the audio. That's it.
Yeah,
I did the big write-up, the big old blurb that they request.
Yeah, I know. Bit full on, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's all
there
done.
There you go.
Enjoy the podcast.
Oh, the boss is walking in for his shift. We have to get out.
You're being kicked out.
It's nice to see you working, JT.
Don't forget to rate us 5 stars if you're listening on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, please.
Very good. Enjoy your day.
Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Yeah, well, let's hope we get it in the year 3000. 10 more years.
Well, I was in hope.
Can't skip over the fact that Jay thinks that the year 3000's in 10 years, can we?
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
Oh, good morning, team. Welcome to Thursday and a big welcome back to Hamish.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Oh, I've missed you guys.
We missed you too. Bless. How was Christmas in your new home?
Yeah, really good. Thank you. Yeah, just doing house stuff, really. Nesting.
Did you put up a tree?
We did put up a tree. We put up two, actually.
Two.
One in the den, one in the lounge room.
Pretty much, actually, yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
I like that.
Did you do anything on holidays, which is a standout?
No.
Nothing?
No one went anywhere.
No, it was laid back, really. It was, just house stuff, really.
That's
which was fine. It was engaging.
Yeah. Well, was the first Christmas in your new home with your partner, Sally, all that you hoped it would be?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it was fantastic. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, that would have been a big moment for Sally because it would have been her first Christmas not in her family home.
Oh, still spent it at the family home as well, too. I mean, did the family thing.
But waking up in a different house for the first time, like, that's a big moment.
Yeah. Do you know what I love looking around? Just seeing Hamish through the window here as well. None of us have bags under our eyes. It's fantastic, isn't it? How long will that last?
I give it till next week.
Oh, I was about to say, wait a couple of hours for that. A few more coffees needed.
Oh, welcome back, Hamish.
Thank you, guys.
Guys, up next, of course, Lads versus Lasses. It is our Battle of the Sexes game, and it's back, and the lads are just doing so well.
We are smoking it this year. We've won every single day.
Oh, the girls we're not doing well at all. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, well, that's right. 13-10-09. We do need one guy and one girl to play this morning. $100 Go-Couts Go vouchers up for the winner to win.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We are doing Lads versus Lasses right now. On offer today, a $100 Go-Couts Go voucher. We are in need of a lad still. If you're a bloke that wants to play this morning, give us a call right now on 13-10-09.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, it's our very own Battle of the Sexes game, and we're still after that lad to play against Julie, 13-10-09. And, of course, the go-karts go voucher up for grabs, but more importantly, the glory. And the lads are currently in the lead, 3-0.
That's I love right. it. Jackson, our producer, isn't here this morning, and I just love Jade's discreet answering of the phone whilst on air. Just hold on, Evelyn Thickens.
Hello. Just hold on.
Just hold on. But right now, we're going to Julie. Morning, Julie.
Hey, Jules.
Good morning.
Hey. What are you up to? You're on your way to work? Are you coming home from a big night?
On my way to work.
Big
right.
night.
No, you never know.
It's possible.
No judgment.
In the younger days.
How long's it been since you hit the clubs?
No.
Ooh. Oh, you disconnected Julie.
I just disconnected Julie.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, I swear I didn't.
I'm sorry. I'll call Julie back.
All right.
Here she is.
Hey, Julie, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Dale. Cut you off accidentally. Sorry about that.
I knew there was some cheating afoot.
Give us a break.
All right, let's get into the questions. Question number one for you, Julie, today. Snap-on is a famous brand of what? Snap-on.
I have no idea.
Tools was the answer we're looking for today. Question number two. 911, Panamera. Panamera and Boxster are all models of which car company?
I don't know.
Porsche. Hard one, that one. Question number three. If you have Black Magic Tough Trace leader line, what is that used for?
No idea.
Just line. Generally.
Think of line.
No, fishing.
Fishing.
None Weird. Right, but that's okay. That's okay, because you could still walk away with the win. Just hold the line for us there.
Yep.
It's all possible.
All right, let's go to our lad. New FM, who's this? Hello. Oh, this is a disaster this morning, isn't it?
Oh, cool. That means the ladies win.
Yep. Julie wins.
Yes!
Just like that.
Yes, Julie!
Zero questions right, zero challenges.
Oh, I'm so happy.
There you go. All yours, Julie. $100 go-karts go-voucher. What a disgrace that was. Thank you, Julie.
Win any way you can, eh, Jade?
Amazing. Oh, well, look, you guys had the same thing happen yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Coming up next, guys, of course, COVID restrictions right across the planet. And you will not believe this story out of Quebec in Canada. These two people have tried to evade their quarantine restrictions in a one-in-a-kind
really, Quebec.
Way. Quebec, over in Canada. I'll tell you what happened. That's a new effort. Is that not how you say it?
No, it's Quebec.
Jade, you call Kazakhstan Kakistan, so, you know, come back to me when you get that right, Dale.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We've got a COVID-19 curfew story for you right now.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
Yeah, this story is just wow. Over in Quebec. Did I say it right?
Quebec.
There you go.
Anyway, a woman has been fined for breaking a COVID curfew by walking her husband on a lead. When stopped by police, she claimed that her partner was in fact a dog, according to local media. On Saturday, Quebec said that people would have to stay indoors between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. in a bid to halt the spread of the disease, of course. However, dog walkers are allowed to be outside during this time, in exception to the rules.
That is... Like, can you... What's the conversation like at home before they go out, you know?
Who's been the dog today?
Yeah. Or like, you know, should we try this, you know, will it work? All of these things would go through your head.
Just imagine that, though, getting on all fours. What are your neighbours thinking when you're walking out the driveway?
You know, this guy's figured out how to get out and about with his partner.
Yeah, and you know what, though? The interesting thing is that they must have had a dog because they had to
own the leash and collar.
And collar, unless they're up to something else that that wasn't mentioned.
It was around 9 p.m. as well, so they've obviously thought, look, we're not going to get caught. you know, the very least we can do is, you know, act like human and pet like dog. It's disgusting. You can't do that.
It's a bit of a weird thing to do, that's for sure.
Oh, is it though? Like, if you're going a little bit stir crazy being inside, I can understand it.
Would you do it? Would you be the dog or the walker if the situation was here and you were like, oh, Benny, we've got to get out of the house?
I'd be the dog.
Yeah?
Do you know what, though? This isn't like a 24-hour lockdown over there. It's only between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. So, like, how stir-crazy can you get? Well, you can at least go out during the day.
Yeah, enjoy the sunshine, though.
There's some kinky stuff. Okay. It's too much.
Here's one. Let's, Jade, just before we wrap this up.
Yeah.
Imagine that you're in this situation and you are the dog. Can you give us, like, the policeman comes along, your best dog impression?
I want to be a puppy.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go.
Oh, yeah, guys. Happy Thursday. And I know you guys like drinking beer basically every day of the week. So,
thanks for that, Jade.
You're welcome.
That's untrue.
So, I wanted to tell you guys about some amazing beers being served up at the Disgusting Food Museum's new exhibit. So, I'll tell you now, there's one flavour, which is whale testicle beer flavour with smoked dung of Icelandic sheep. Kid you not.
It's a pass from me.
Some
clearly
say
a must have.
It is delicious. I'll tell you more about these crazy exotic beers after this.
Okay, after Sixpence, None the Richer, Kiss Me. I don't think you'd be kissing anyone after drinking that. Just
who licked the whale's testicles to know what they tasted like? That's what I want to know.
You had to go there, didn't you? 6:34.
I started it.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, guys, there's this new exhibit at the Disgusting Food Museum in Sweden, which is showcasing beers. But first, if you've never heard of this Disgusting Food Museum...
I haven't.
It's known for its peculiar culinary displays, such as maggoty cheese from Sardinia, Icelandic fermented shark flesh, and Peruvian frog smoothies. So it's kind of, you know, it's like when someone says, do you want to try snails over in France? It's like next level disgusting food.
Crevo's like, snails are delicious.
They are.
Well, for some
with
people.
Garlic butter, amazing.
For some.
Escargot,
okay,
yes,
so
but not everyone likes the same thing.
I have
thing.
A question for you.
Yes.
Are these just recipes made up in order to go into this museum, or are they actual products that you can buy?
No. I'll get to that. So basically, for this, so it's a 3-month long exhibit, right, where they've found the most strangest, most interesting and challenging alcohol types to make from around the world.
Yeah.
Now, these beers are considered drinkable somewhere in the world, even if some would be put off by the offensive taste, okay? So you can, like...
You can buy these drinks somewhere, is
somewhere,
what you're saying.
But also they're ancient recipes as well that aren't made so much today. So the museum has actually funded... to make a couple of these really traditional beers that, you know, were from way back when.
So made for the museum.
Yeah, no one's drinking them anymore because
no,
they were garbage.
Not so much. But, okay, one highlight in this showcase is a Scottish beer that is the strongest beer in the world with a staggering 55% alcohol by volume. Which
okay,
is pretty intense.
What's the flavour?
So this one is an intoxicating brew served inside a taxidermy squirrel. So
what?
This one in particular, it's how it's more so served. So it's actually this little taxidermied squirrel.
Carp.
Is it lined or something? Squirrels stand
up. Or is it just in the body cavity?
No, it's in the cavity. So the cavity sort of coated and safely, obviously, taxidermied. And then they pour the contents inside. It has a cork in it. And then you can pop the cork off and then you drink it like out of a bottle. But it's obviously a a dead animal from...
Oh, my... No.
From a country that brought you culinary delights such as haggis. Yeah. You know, yeah. Is anyone really surprised?
Exactly, Hamish.
We eat the stomach out, and then we fill that thing full of beer.
Where's nothing, lads?
Because there's a big gap in there now. Why not fill it up with beer?
there's a couple of other ones. So, for example, there's a rice wine. Forgive me if I get this wrong, but I believe it's pronounced tongsu. Which was once a medical remedy in South Korea, which was brewed and fermented from human feces. Sounds disgusting,
well,
I know.
Well, I'm going to say that is disgusting.
Yeah, but it's what they did.
I tell you what, you'd have to be one seriously questionable human being if you're drinking any of these.
Well, obviously they're sort of, well, fermenting's done at extraordinary heat, isn't it? So it's killing any bacteria.
No, it's not at all. Fermenting just sitting in a thing.
Well, then I wouldn't.
It's just sitting in a barrel or whatever.
Because I think if something's cooked...
Room temperature.
I love how Jade's like, look, if it's a boiled poo, absolutely.
it's sitting in a barrel.
No.
From Jade.
I'll just scoot you through these ones. These are interesting too. So there's one called chichia, an ancient beer made from corn that is actually chewed into paste before fermenting. So, yeah.
absolutely not.
Pruno, which is a prism wine made from fruit and brewed in a toilet.
I've heard of Pruno. They have it on a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Like, whenever there's a prison-style movie, they're always talking
about
it.
On the Pruno.
That. Yeah.
Pruno. And there's this potent Ugandan moonshine that British colonizers dubbed war gin.
Can I just say one thing? That was a great segment from you, Jay.
Yeah, I loved it.
You criticise me for saying Quebec wrong, but every single country in that story you mispronounced.
Yeah. Well, look. It's me, Gandian, and you, Gandian.
Ugandian, what is it?
Ugandian.
Yeah, I said that. Did I say that?
Pretty close.
Pretty close. Good. Close enough, good enough for me, okay?
Love it or loathe it, I'm next with Crevo.
That it is. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. We'll do it in just a couple of minutes.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And today, I want to do chipping in to get your workmates a going away gift. You know when someone's leaving the office?
Yeah.
Do you think it's right? Like, do you love this or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
You first, Jade.
Okay, only because I think the company you work for should be putting the money out to buy this person a gift.
Okay.
It shouldn't be up to staff members. If you really like someone who's leaving, I think you can get them a little something special yourself.
Yep.
But otherwise, you can't go around asking people. I hate it when someone comes around with a hat because you get to make you feel really guilty. But it's just like, if I didn't like the person or I didn't talk to them, why should I chip in?
Yeah, it's okay.
I think I love it. I think, you know what? It's just such a nice gesture. Make someone feel wanted, welcomed, and appreciated on the way out. I think it's good. You should do it. We have a weird rule here, I found out last year.
Yeah.
So apparently have to be work here in UFM for a certain amount of time you get a going away card.
Even a card.
Even just a card. It's a year.
Really?
Apparently you've got to be here a year before you get a card. Giving away card. Going away card, sorry.
Yeah, well, I guess it stretches the budget.
What, you know, where do you sit on it? You loathe it. Come
on,
say it.
Yeah, I'm not into that. Yeah. Like,
you two are such Scrooges, honestly.
What about the company getting you something? Do you think the company owes you a gift?
No. Well, look, this is the way I see it. Your colleagues know you, right? So you know that they're going to pick something that you'll appreciate. Who cares what the boss wants to buy?
You know what? I worked for a boss 2 radio stations ago. He believed that you shouldn't do going away presents. He reckons instead of going away, should be welcoming presents. So he said on your first day, you should have a nice, you know, package on your desk, like a welcoming gift.
I don't mind that.
He said, when you leave, you're leaving.
Yeah.
So he's like, why should we give you something for leaving? He's like, you should get something for starting your job.
I like that.
I liked that idea.
What did you get?
For what?
Your welcome present.
Nothing. But he wanted to start it.
Right,
it should be
okay.
a thing.
So, obviously, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is wrapping up. Right?
Yeah.
So, some of their most inner crew, like film crew and stuff, they've been with them the whole time. They're getting $10,000 Rolex watches.
Oh.
They've spent $300,000 buying the watches.
When you're that rich, you'd expect more.
That's a lot of money, $300,000.
Yeah. Like,
for them.
For watches, for a whole car team of people.
For the crew. For the crew.
Very nice.
That? What's 10 grand divided by into
No, no, it's 10,000 each.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
For 300,000.
So there's 30 watches.
30 watches.
For like the most inner crew that's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
Like film crew
they
and
could
sound
give them maybe something else. That's not, well, if I think about it, they've got a lot of money.
Yeah, but you've been
Money's
on a good
right.
wage all this time. Like, I think if you go to work.
I don't reckon they're getting paid a lot.
Your gift is the money you get every week. Like, that's, you've already worked out the exchange.
I'm never working for Crevo, by the way.
That's all right. I can
tough
accept
boss.
That.
You'd be a tough boss.
You reckon?
Yeah.
No, I think I'll be a good boss.
You know what? You'd want one of those watches because I actually watch reruns, just the highlights of Antiques Roadshow Rolex editions. And it's been something I've gotten into recently. And God, they're
they go
an investment.
Up and up. They go up and up.
If I could afford a 10,000 Rolex, I'd be buying one because, like, if you have your family heirloom, they'll be raking it in when they're desperate one day.
There you go. Thank you, Crevo.
Okay.
656.
Yeah, that's a weird way to think about it.
So dark, Jade.
What if they're they're about to be destitute or something? Like, sell the watch.
Well, then
get yourself
seven.
Out of trouble.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
I had the best sleep I've ever had.
Yeah. I noticed because I was like, oh, you were active online for an hour. I was like, oh, Maddie's gone to bed.
You're like the CIA.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Now I'm going to get my Karen on for the next several minutes because I went out for dinner to a pub the other night, right? And I got a burger. And you pay $20 for a burger, right? Expensive. Do you agree?
Yeah.
$21
That's on the upper end.
Exactly. Yep. Now, if you're paying $20 for a burger, right, you expect it to have all the trimmings. I was so annoyed at this fact the other night. Went there for the special, the Tuesday night special. They ran out. So, obviously, I had to pay more to get something else on the menu. Mm. I got a beef burger. And they asked me, when ordering the burger, would I like to pay an extra $2.50 for a piece of bacon on the burger? Ooh. And I thought, look, I know this isn't a big deal, but it is to me. I thought, if you're paying $21 for a burger, right, you expect that the bacon is on the burger.
You know what my gripe is with that, though, is that if, why offer the bacon? If the if the burger tastes better with the bacon on it, why not make it already with it on?
Well, that's true. I mean, if everyone already loves bacon, then
just put it on.
Just put it on. Don't charge you. How annoying. I get it.
Mm.
I don't usually like to whinge. Like, I'm happy
Oh,
to
yes, you do. That's a lie.
You love
to usually like
the scenes.
To whinge. But let me tell you, I don't agree with paying nearly $3 for a piece of bacon. Like, that is just highway robbery as far as I'm concerned.
Well, considering you can get, like, a massive pack of it from Aldi for $5.
Well, do you know what?
True.
I eat out a lot. I'm not going to lie. I do eat out a lot. So I know what places, you know, generally don't charge extra for that kind of thing. And one time I don't go to one of those places, I get stung. I really wanted the bacon on the burger as well, but I thought, nah.
It's the principle.
No,
yes,
no.
And then the burger wasn't as good.
13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, what little thing annoys you when eating out? You're eating out gripes this morning.
That's it.
You eat out a lot, Crevo.
Yeah.
What annoys you?
So this one's quite specific. But I find it annoying. If I go for fish and chips, it seems like they've, you know, the tartar sauce? They've, like, totally bypassed the little ones you used to be able to get, like, Master Foods at 20 cents.
Yeah. The tartar.
Yeah, and they've now gone to these giant ones in, you know, like, a mini tub that are, like, $3. It's like, I don't need a large tub of sauce.
Yeah.
That I'm going to then, what do? I throw away like three quarters of it anyway. It's a waste. Yeah. And it's $3 and they're just stinging me for $3 extra.
Yeah. No, I that is relevant.
They should have like a small one for $1. And I agree with that.
Hey, we're taking your calls after this. You're eating out grubs.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
We're after your eating out grubs.
My name is
Karen. Yeah, went out for a burger the other night and they tried to charge me $2.50 to put a little tiny bit of bacon on an already $20 burger. And I just thought, nah, this is ridiculous. I need to vent. I need to rant. No good.
It's highway robbery, some would say.
Do you know what? I thought of another one. Once you get me going, you can't stop. I went for fish and chips a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And this happens to me all the time at this same spot. I asked for an extra bit of lemon and they said no.
Oh, I remember when this happened, actually. You were filthy.
It's happened again. You can't have fish and chips without lemon. I like to soak my fish and chips in lemon. I'm happy to pay for the lemon. Just give me more.
You know what? You've reminded me of another one.
Okay.
Well, here we go. You two are hilarious.
The pair of old women.
I know. So one thing I like to get if I go to like markets or whatever is gosleme. You know, like
beautiful.
It's sort of like a pastry thing. Anyway, there's this particular one I've been to a couple of times. Makes a great gosleme, but when they don't have forks, and like I always say, oh, can I have a fork? And I forget that this is the answer. They go, it's finger food. We don't have forks. And here am I thinking, that doesn't feel very COVID safe, you know? Like, I don't want to be...
Just give me a fork.
It doesn't cost that much. You're getting $11 for some flour, also, water and spinach.
Yeah, also, don't tell me how to eat my food.
Exactly. That's like, my thought.
You know...
Listen to you two.
If I want to stab it like a... with a fork, let me do it.
You know what, Jade?
Or sell me one. I'll pay.
Listen to Jade. Look at you two. Mrs. Refund over here. She'll wait in line for 10 hours for a $10 refund.
That's got nothing to do with
it. Different story.
You got nothing, mate.
Let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah,
hey,
good.
Doing well, mate. What's your eating out gripe?
I'll tell you what. If there's one thing that grinds my gears, when you've got to pay for gravy... when you buy chicken snitty.
Oh,
especially when it's $3.
You shouldn't pay for sauce.
A tablespoon worth of gravy is more than enough when you put hot water in it for one person. You can't tell me that one tablespoon of gravy is worth $3.
I totally agree.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's not good.
That should be illegal.
Have you found anywhere, Josh, where you go and they serve the gravy up for nothing?
Free? There's a few, the local pub up the road from my parents' house, they give you a gravy for free, and they've got the honey mustard salad dressing. You can get that on the side for nothing as well.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
What a win in life, Joe.
How good.
Yeah, I suppose you got to know what local you got to go to.
Where to get the good stuff.
You got to get it. Good on you, man.
I'm proud of you. I'm glad that you found a place you can go. That's good.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, Katie.
Good morning.
Hey, morning. So what's your food gripe?
I'm very grateful for anybody making me food being a parent, but I just hate it when you get a burger and it's got no butter on the bread roll or very minimal sauce and it's really dry. It's like, I've paid for this. I haven't made it myself. I just want to enjoy it. And it's just so dry.
Yeah, and then they get angry when you go back and say, hey, there's not enough sauce on this. Can you put some more? Well, I'd put enough on.
I've got a hot tip. When you're a parent, you've got your bag, it's full of all miscellaneous crap. You keep your sauce packets that they don't eat, and then you do it yourself, and you don't have to win. So that's my little tip.
There you go.
Thanks,
parent. Mum hack. Thank you, Katie.
Anthony.
Let's go to Anthony. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good man. What's your eating out gripe this morning?
I went and got a schnitzel meal yesterday.
Yeah.
And the schnitzel meal by itself, chips and salad, was $12.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for melted cheese and bacon. They come out with one slice of bacon, melted cheese, and they charge me $8 extra.
Oh
my God.
That's terrible. That's shameful.
Someone call Major Crimes.
Hang on. Shame.
So you end up paying $20 for that.
$20.50.
That's shocking.
Yeah, that's not
$8 for some cheese and a bit of bacon.
They saw you coming. Oh, my God.
And did you get any sauce with that or anything extra?
No, nothing extra. Just that's when I, and then when I went back to the table, I thought about it. I said, they just charged me $8.50 for one bit of bacon and some melted cheese.
And you know what? Who wants to sit there and eat a dry snitty and chips with no sauce no extras?
I'm guessing you're not going to go back.
That's what it's normally my regular spot, but I'm going to can it out.
Anthony, was it good at least once you got it?
That's not really.
No, because that's all you could think about.
Yeah, you got stung.
Wow, that tops them all. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it, mate. What's the gossip next?
That it is. Where Jackson, what's going on?
So I've got details on Azalea Banks, that rapper. She's done something very bizarre on Instagram. Also, too, Rebel Wilson kidnapped at gunpoint.
Oh!
Yes.
I saw the headline of this. I want to know more.
Yeah, I'll tell you the details next.
You are the king of the clickbait story, Jackson. I love it.
He's got us.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Jackson is here, and we got to hear about this Rebel Wilson thing.
Yeah.
Getting kidnapped at gunpoint. Is this for real?
Yeah, so she's on this new show with the guy that was on SAS Australia, Ant Middleton. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for this, but it sounds pretty good.
Tell me back to the first time you had issues with your weight.
I wasn't loving myself in the way that I should.
I was pretty lucky. I only had like 2 sexual harassment experiences. Now that I'm pregnant, I'm not actually pregnant. I just said that.
So you can watch that one today, but she's revealed
that's
there.
That's so dramatic.
It's a lot, right? She's revealed that she was in Africa, or Mozambique, I don't know where that is actually, but she was trying to get to South Africa on a cattle truck, and she was actually kidnapped at gunpoint, held overnight with the people that she was with, so they got them off the truck, put them in a barn-type situation, made them link arms, and then the next day they just set them free. And she's still confused to this day as to why she was kidnapped.
That's a weird story. There's a lot of weird going on there. Why was she on a cattle truck?
Yeah, it's bizarre. I don't know. So the show comes out today, so obviously more details. Also, too, there's a very interesting sexual harassment claim.
Why was she on a cattle truck?
We can't gloss over that.
Well,
you know?
Over there, like, if you're hitching a ride, like, if she was just backpacking and just jumped on the nearest vehicle that was available... Because that's how they get around over there, cattle trucks. You've seen those buses in India, they're packed.
Yeah, I know, but still.
I had to, I'm sorry.
Weird choice of transportation.
A lot of revelations coming out of this TV show, though. There's a lot of headlines this morning, so obviously, like, journalists have seen the first episode. Interesting story. She hasn't named who it was, but she had to put her finger somewhere. It's a sexual harassment story, and she laughs about it, but a director asked her to put her thumb somewhere, and she said it was the most horrific experience in her acting life and one of the only times it's ever happened. But she said that time she just shut it down, and people in Hollywood gave her respect for it.
So hold on, what celebrity was this?
Yeah.
So she hasn't revealed who it is.
Okay, so she just said, there was a major celeb and I put my thumb somewhere.
No, it was requested.
Requested.
He requested it.
And she just went, nah.
Yeah, but apparently shut him down in front of big directors.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah, so I like Rebel Wilson.
Yeah. Some respect. She's got a really hot boyfriend as well. Have you seen him?
Smoking.
She is looking fantastic. Like, she should be so proud of herself. She's lost so much weight.
Yeah, very
much healthier.
Cool.
Yeah. Moving on to Azalea Banks. This story's a little bit disturbing. So she went to Instagram and she's posted a live video of her digging up her cat. So her cat passed away about 3 months ago. So she's tried to bring the cat back to life by digging it up and boiling it and doing some sort of witch ceremony.
Oh, yeah. I saw the photo of this and I didn't click on it because I was just, that's just too disturbing.
Yeah, fans are outraged. Now they're trying to do a Donald Trump on her and get her banned from Twitter and Instagram. But Azalea Banks, if you don't know who she is, she's a rapper, right? But she's had so much beef with big celebrities. So I don't know if you remember, she was supposed to appear on Gaga's album and then Gaga kicked her off. She's fought with Lana Del Rey. And she's also, I forget his name. He owns the Rabbitohs. He's the Australian.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. Yeah. Why did that slip my mind? She's even glassed him at a Hollywood party once.
What?
She's insane.
Azalea Banks is one of the most cooked human beings on the face of the planet. This is so bad. Like, I think she does need to be banned from all platforms. Mm. Like, imagine if your kid's on Instagram and they
saw
see
that.
A
they go, oh, Azalea Banks, I like that dead song, cat. 212 or whatever, and then see that.
Yeah, no. It's disgusting.
Not ideal.
Jackson, not thank you for that very dark What's the Cost Today.
Yes.
You're welcome. It's just the news that's out there, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On New FM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. Oh, yeah, we gave away $350 yesterday with our birthday lotto, and we're doing it again, hopefully. It's gone back to $300.
Correct.
That's our starting pool. So, basically, we randomly pick a month with our computer generator.
That's right.
And then if you're born in that month, you call the show on 131009.
Come on, you can do it.
You can do it, Jade.
And
get it
then out. We spin the lotto balls, and if your birth month date comes out, you win.
Hey!
Yay!
Pretty much flawless. All right, let's spin this thing, shall we?
Yeah, okay.
All right, hang on. Let's get this little birthday month machine up and running. Here we go.
All right, it has come up November.
Oh, okay, so if you're born in November, call the show now, 131009, for your chance to spin our birthday lotto balls.
Okay, playing next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is...
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. Lotto.
Alrighty, how this works, if your month is drawn out, you call the show on 131009, then we spin the lotto balls, and if we draw out your birth date, you win the money. So this morning, it was the month November, and we've got our callers lined up ready to hopefully walk away with $300 this morning.
Fingers crossed we can give this cash away, because it's not ours, we just want to give away as much as we can. In fact, that's one of my missions in this job.
Is it really?
Yeah, give away as many prizes as possible to other people.
You know what? You're a good man, Crevo. So generous.
Yeah.
Well, it's not mine.
You're
generous,
right,
really.
You're all right, Jesus.
let's go to Prue. She loves the show Bridgerton. Oh, there's another one.
Yes.
She wanted to be a ballerina as a kid, and she's annoyed by her own kids. Hello, Prue.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
You know, Jay tried for me to come over her house, Prue, to watch the show Bridgerton, and I just refused to. Yeah. Why is it so good?
Oh, it's amazing.
I was hesitant in the beginning, but I just got sucked in, and it was so easy. And by the end of it, you speaking so proper, and it's
it changes the way you talk.
No, it really does.
Really good.
Yeah, who's your favorite character in the show?
Oh, it's got to be the Duke.
Yeah, he's sure. So sexy. Do you know what I read this morning, Prue? That they're hoping that he'll get the job as the next James Bond.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Oh, I hope so.
Do you fantasize over the Duke, Jade?
I do. I think he's sexy, don't you, Prue?
Yeah, a bit of eye candy. Why not?
He's gorgeous.
Is it the fluffy collars that they wear that gets in?
Oh, I'm into that. I've openly said that I'm into that era of clothing. It sort of tickles my pickle. What is that what you're into as well?
Well, I didn't think so until I watched this, but yeah, for sure now.
Crevo said to me yesterday, what is it about the clothing that turns you on? And I said, well, it's just more to take off.
Yeah, right.
The best.
That makes a whole lot of sense. All right, let's spin those birthday balls for Prue, please, Jade.
Right, yeah, I forgot what we were doing.
Yeah, Jade was just so fantasizing about the fluffy collar on the Duke.
All right, Prue, I really hope you were born on the 25th of November.
Oh, no, it's the 23rd.
Oh, so close.
Sorry,
so
Prue.
Close. And such good Bridgerton chat. Oh. No money for you, though. Time to meet Annette. You're from Mayfield, and if she had a superpower, it would be to instantly know what a person is like. Mayfield, yep. Represent. How you doing, Annette?
Hey, Annette.
G'day.
All right, so are you ready to win some money? $300 on the line.
Yep, I'm ready.
All right,
I've got the ball spinning for you, Nat. Here we go.
Thank you.
It's popping out.
Oh, were you born on the 16th of November?
Ah, bugger.
What date?
24.
Oh, sorry, Annette. Close, but
it's one
not.
One of those days.
Thank you so much. Playing again before 9 o'clock today, Jade, Maddie and Crevo's birthday lotto, $300 up for grabs today. Returning for the first time this year, up next, though, guys, is one of our favourite games here, What's My Age Again? This is where we guess your age by chatting to you and asking you a series of random questions about your life. If you'd like to play, give us a call right now, 131009. The lines are open.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Sometimes here at this show, we like to do things for no reason at all other than it's fun. What's My Age Again is the game where you call up, we ask you a random series of questions about your life, and we determine your age by your voice alone. Mm-hmm.
That's right, and there's a competition around the team.
It is. We have fun. We get competitive. I won last year.
Sorry, who won?
I did.
So what was the score? Won. Sorry, Jade. What was the score?
I won. I don't know if I put the star up, but I did.
Are you
well,
sure
hang
about
on
that?
A second. What's the, just looking at the score here?
Yeah.
Isn't it a three-way tie?
No, but then I won because we flipped a coin.
Oh, I don't remember.
Flipping a coin.
Mustn't be true.
Yeah,
I'm
making it up.
What's my age
again?
Well,
you are very competitive, Jay. It's
true.
I wouldn't
true.
Put
that
it past
true.
You.
So anyway, you get the point if you don't go over.
Closest right. without going over.
All right.
Okay,
done.
Let's do it, shall we? Let's meet our first player today. New FM, hello.
Hello.
Morning, Kate.
Hey,
how
Kate.
Are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. All right, your first question. What time do you go to bed at night?
I'm pretty boring. I try to go to bed about 9-ish.
Okay.
All right.
That's not boring. I go to bed at that time.
That's a standard time. Okay, question number two. Kate, do you own a hat? If so, what kind of hat is it?
I own a few wide brim hats, kind of like your beachy style.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, and you just before I take the first guess, you wear that like regularly or just to the beach?
No, I don't like wearing hats, so I'm
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The only one I have to.
I've got this. You are 26 years old. Jade's guess.
I'm going to say 32.
Maddie's guess.
I'm going to say 34.
Oh, okay. So someone actually hit the nail on the mark.
Who?
I am 34 for another 6 days.
Boom!
Oh, yay! Yay!
First point of the year.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Boom! Put that gold star up there, baby.
You sound young.
First
love that.
Star up.
All right. Next up is Shay.
Hey, Shay.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Well, yeah, we are doing well. All right, question number one for you, Shay. Do you play any games on your phone or on a console? If so, what games?
On my phone, I do play Candy Crush.
Well, I like that one.
Candy Crush. Doesn't give much away, though.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like it does because I feel like Candy Crush, if you're still playing it 2021... A little bit of an older person again. All right, next question for you, and then we'll all have a guess.
Okay.
Do you have an electric razor or trimmer of some kind? And if you do, what are you trimming?
No, not at all.
None at all. All right, Jade's the first to guess, and then we'll all have a go.
Okay, I think you're 36.
Okay, I think you are 48, Shay.
I think you are 34.
Jade, one point for you. There you go. Congratulations. Thank you so much for joining, Shay. That's very good.
And that's a wrap on our first.
You weren't that close, Jade, by the way.
I was.
Nah.
Two, three off.
Yeah, that's all right.
Maddie
did get the best point, though, today, being bang on.
Maddie was like, I don't whinge. And then look at ya.
I love how you give me an odd coloured star for my bang on guess.
You're colour blind. Yours is red and mine's blue.
Okay.
It's all good.
Very good. Hey.
No need to fight.
Yeah.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
It just did very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
People can't control what's happening in their own dream.
I had a weird one last night. It involved Crevo and Emmy.
Oh,
everyone's
God.
Just assuming what it was about. Yeah.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
So fascinating with what's happening over in Washington right now. This thing is on a knife's edge as to whether or not Donald Trump will be impeached for a second time. History making if he is the only president ever to be impeached twice in office. Question, Hamish.
Yes.
Say he isn't impeached and he's technically allowed to run for the office again in 2024. Is he allowed to serve two terms or one only?
Yeah, no, under the 22nd Amendment of the US Constitution, he's allowed to serve two terms or at least run for it at least because, as you said, if he's not impeached, then he can run.
Yeah.
And he'd also be younger than Joe Biden will be, point out, in 4 years.
But
time.
So he'll only be allowed to serve one term, though, correct? Could he serve a further 8 years?
No. Okay, so Section 22 of the Constitution says that they can only serve eight years in total. So he'd be allowed to run for a second one of 4 years, but none after that.
Crevo, you're American.
Yes.
And this thing, like, just looking from this from
it's
afar,
fascinating.
It's fascinating,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, very interesting. A lot of people that, you know, that I've spoken to upset about what happened. You know, not necessarily Democratic or Republican or whatever. They just don't like the whole situation that unfolded because it feels like, yeah, like an attack on what they hold dear, you know, which is the political system in a way.
Can I just say as well too, that vote has just concluded and...
Just now?
Yeah, just now, and it looks like it's tied. 146 yay, 146 nay.
Wow.
So what happens?
So that basically, as I understand it, it's 147 nay. So I think it's been defeated.
Look,
I'm going to stop talking now. Though it says time remaining has expired, they're still counting votes. So you know what? I'll come back to you.
We should have an answer by 8:30.
You should have an answer very soon. Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
My God. This
wasn't
is just
Bill Clinton? He was impeached, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. That was for the cheating scandal, wasn't it?
What was that? Like lying to the American public?
Yes, lying to the American public, effectively, over his affair with Monica Lewinsky.
Wow.
That was in his second term, though, so it didn't really matter.
Crazy stuff.
Who knew this would happen
right towards the end?
Happening. Up next, though, guys, we want to talk a little bit about being bitten on the face by stuff. This is all because Tuesday night on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Tony was left sobbing after basically she was bitten on the face multiple times by
snakes.
So they put these snakes in a box, like a clear Perspex box, and then she had to put her head in there and the snakes just went wild striking
at
it.
Crazy.
Well, 13:10:09.
What have you been bitten on the face by? I mean, snake, unbelievable if that's the case, but we'll take any kind of creepy crawlies and et cetera, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you about your bitten / stung on the face stories here at the show.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is all after Tony on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of There was bitten 5 times on the face by snakes.
This poor woman, in the subsequent episodes, you just saw like the bruises getting larger and larger on her face.
I mean, very, very uncomfortable. I mean, they were only pythons, so there's no poison there.
A snake is a snake, Crevo.
Still a bite that can get infected. You're in the heat as well.
I'm guessing a lot of people would get stung by bees on the face.
I mean, I've actually been stung in the mouth by a bee. So,
walk us through what that was like.
How does that even happen?
Yeah, so essentially what happened, I was at a barbecue and I had a can of lemonade.
Yeah.
And I was just like laying on the grass, like it was a beautiful sunny day. Everyone's just laying around enjoying. And I put my drink down and then when I picked it up again, just had a big swig and the bee went into my mouth, and before I know it, it had stung me on the inside of the cheek.
Oh.
And it's like, I'm not usually allergic to bees, but this sort of swole right up, and it looked as if I had, you know, just come out of the latest Chipmunk movie. It had that sort of vibe going
out
on.
Out of 10, how much does a bee sting inside the mouth
very
right on the
painful
scale?
Because yeah. you're just not expecting a like pain yeah. in that place, I guess. I don't know. You don't really get hurt that in that spot usually.
You know what I love about bees is that they go out in a blaze of glory, because obviously when they lose their stinger, they die. Like, what a way to go for the bee.
You know, when I was in primary school, speaking of bees, and whilst we're doing bee chat, I got stung on the nose by a bee.
Did you?
Yeah.
Rudolph.
Not right on the end. Kind of close, though. But it was awful. Bee stings are horrible. Mm. Disgusting things.
I'm not a fan.
Well, no. Guys, I've got some facts for you after this with a new segment. We're steering away from Get Fact. This is Get Your Freak On, because I got some freaky facts.
Now, I love this segment that you suggested, Jade, because you went to Aldi one day and purchased a book for $2.49, correct?
I
full
did.
Of weird, freaky
correct.
Facts. So, this segment is unofficially brought to you by Aldi
yes.
and their special buys.
They haven't paid anything for this.
Yeah, it's a great book. There's still a couple there, I believe. I went and checked it out. But these are some freaky facts, I'm telling you.
Can you give us like a tease of one of the freaky facts? Just open up at random.
Oh, okay, from the book?
Yeah.
Yeah, all open right. up the
Sorry,
book.
Sorry, I'm just
random.
Going to a random page now. Yeah. Okay, more people in China speak English than in the USA.
Well, there you go.
Who
freaky
knew?
Fact, who knew?
Yeah, so some interesting ones. I can't wait to delve into the...
Share some of your favourites.
Yeah.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hamish, breaking news out of Washington.
Yes, US President Donald Trump has become the first US president to be impeached twice. And with the House of Representatives voting to impeach him, look, they're still counting, but 225 yeas, 194 nays. So it's reached the number that is needed to ensure he doesn't run a second time.
Jeez.
So you
said, though, it's still got to go to the Senate.
Yeah, the Senate, but as we were discussing earlier, the Senate is it's largely controlled by the Democrats, so by the numbers, it should be basically rubber stamped at this
right.
point.
And Trump's a Republican.
Yes,
just for those
is.
Who don't know yes. U.S. politics, because
yeah.
there's some people who aren't.
But a lot of Republicans voted against Trump as well, too. 10, I think, in the House of Representatives. So that's a lot. Is a lot. The majority voted for him, but that was enough to see that magic number of 220 eclipsed.
And because I haven't really been following this, but I was just chatting to Maddie and Crevo, and they actually, because I was thinking, all I knew was that he's only got a few days left in office. So I was thinking, why is the point of even doing this? But you guys said that it was because if he gets impeached, it stops him from running again in 2024.
Correct.
So if anyone's out there like me who's like, yeah. what's the point?
Bother?
Why would they bother?
Yeah.
That's the reason.
Bit of world news here on the show.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Of course, it's about those riots that happened last week. They're saying that he incited them to violence and you know, there's certainly an argument for that, and I think that's probably true.
Interesting stuff.
Peace and love, everyone.
Yes.
Let's have more of that.
We're a diverse show here, and now we're about to do a segment about freaky facts.
Yeah.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Get your freak on.
There you go, Jade.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Back to the silly.
Freaky facts. I love this because this book I picked up for $2.50 basically has all these freaky facts in it, and it just sort of blew my mind. So I've got some of my favourites, which we're going to continue to do throughout the year, I guess, depending
awesome.
On how good they are. But to kick things off, our first freaky fact for 2021. To scare off enemies, the horned lizard squirts blood from its eyelids.
Wow.
That is freaky.
Isn't that freaky? So in the North American desert, the horned lizards have a wide range of predators within their habitat, and this is one of the defense mechanisms they use. So it involves the flooding of their ocular sinuses and tissues found below their eye with blood. And so when the horned lizard feels threatened by a predator, its final defense response is to shoot the blood from these folded sinuses out of its eye sockets. And obviously the predator is often frightened and flees.
Yeah. I mean, if a giant lizard started spraying blood at me, I'd be freaked out.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And the lizard also uses this mechanism to remove foreign particles from the surface of its eyes.
Great fact. I mean, plenty of blood to go around.
Instead of like using a bit of like the, you know, the eye drops OptiClear or something, like they just do the old blood shoot through. Job done.
Well, you got to do what you can do in the desert.
I guess so.
You know, not much water
around. Dare to do it in the desert.
Yes. Okay, this one sort of blew my mind. I've never heard of this. So it's called arachibotyrophobia.
Can you repeat that?
Yep, arachibotyrophobia. So this is the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth.
You know what? Somebody was telling me about this probably just a couple of months ago, actually. And is this for real?
Yeah. So this is a legitimate thing. So it comes from the Greek words arachi for ground nut and butti for butter and phobia for fear.
So does it say how many people suffer from this worldwide?
It says the phobia is rare and it is considered to be the simple... It says to be in the simple as opposed to complex category of phobias. So
who knows what that means? But if you've got this fear, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, it says the statistical odds of an adult choking on peanut butter are extraordinarily low, and most people with this phobia understand that. However, knowing the odds of being able to choke on peanut butter may not stop the symptoms of a phobia from being triggered.
Well, you know, you get a nut down the throat. I guess you could.
I guess if you're eating...
It is very dense, isn't it? Like, it's a very dense spread.
If you're eating the chunky peanut butter, I love the chunky, crunchy. The crunchy's the best.
Chunky.
The chunky peanut butter.
If you've got chunky peanut butter, you got the wrong thing.
So I think it doesn't go into any other stats.
Fair enough.
It just says it's in the simple category compared to complex phobias, like, you know, where people are scared of heights, I guess.
They are very random facts. Can I have a look at your little book here?
Yeah.
Full thanks to Aldi for that.
Yeah.
The special buys, the Pocket Power Freaky Facts. All thanks to Hinkler. Wow. There you go. There's so many facts in
there
here.
There is a ton. Like, it goes through animals, natural facts. There's all these different categories.
Here's one. Charles Osborne had the hiccups for 69 years. Imagine that miserable life.
Don't go through them all now, Maddie.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to. There's a million and one.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go.
Guys, I just got super excited because Cadbury has launched Neapolitan Dairy Milk Chocolate. So, you know,
like
ice cream? So, it's chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla. Oh, it's a special edition.
Stop,
I'm so excited.
Show. Breaking news.
Yeah, I know.
Hamish,
sounds so good.
You missed it. What are you doing?
How could you miss that, Hamish?
Like, that would, you could argue that's the biggest story in
biggest
the world today.
Biggest scoop. Get it? It's a scoop. Hey, there I am. Okay, goodbye.
How good is that? Everyone's so excited about it online.
Very good.
I'm sure they are.
How delicious. You'll have to get some.
Oh, I'm going to have to track it down.
Fatty Boombar over here.
I reckon this is going to be bigger than caramilk.
I doubt it.
Nah.
That doesn't really get me.
Really?
No, me neither.
Oh, it's
Neapolitan
so good.
Ice cream, you know, it's gone and it should be gone, I reckon.
Discovered.
You're just a bit of a snob, though.
Yeah. There's only one brand that you can buy, Peter's, because if you love Bubble-O Bills, it's exactly the same. It's the same mix they use for Bubble-O Bills to make, like, Peter's ice cream.
Wow.
So the Neapolitan Peter's brand... They use that to make the Bubble-O Bills, and it tastes exactly the same.
I grew up on the $2 Coles Neapolitan ice cream. Don't know what was in that. Hey, 105 minutes of commercial freeze kicking off next with Jackson. Hello.
Good morning. Time for the playlist.
Really liking this from her.
I do like her. $3.3 million house she just snapped up in Byron Bay. Oof.
Really?
All the celebs are moving there.
Beats the swag.
The Chili Peppers as
Excellent.
Well. And... This is fresh from AJR.
Bang.
I like it.
Yeah.
AJR.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really liking this song.
Never heard of it.
Very cool.
So it reminds me a bit of Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, a little bit, actually. Yeah.
Or Panic at the Disco.
I thought 21 Pilots.
Probably more accurate.
They disappeared as quick as they came, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know what they're up to.
Thank you, Jackson. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, kicking off at 9. Dr. Coleman is back for 2021, answering all of your medical questions. We'll chat to him after this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
All right, Dr. Coleman is back for 2021. So remember, if you do have medical questions, shoot us a DM on Instagram at Jade Maddie Crevo. But he joins us now. Good morning, good doctor.
Good morning, guys, and happy new year to you. And may 2021 be a bit less exciting than 2020 medically.
Let's hope so.
Absolutely.
How's your year been so far, doctor? Any crisis or anything bad happened so far?
It's been a great start to the year, but that's largely because I haven't actually done any work this year. I've been on holidays.
So how nice.
All right, doctor, let's kick it off with you, Jade.
Well, this one is actually a question that I have for you, because I was telling the guys, Maddie and Crevo, Dr. Coleman, in the team yesterday about my cousin who's feeding her newborn triplets an interesting diet. So this is what happened. I was watching her feeding the three triplets. She started feeding one. She said, look, I'm feeding them porridge and honey. I'm a vegan, but I'm only feeding them a vegetarian diet, but I want them to have the choice when they're older to be a vegan.
Huh?
That's what she said.
I feel like they're a bit young to be a vegetarian.
Well, that's what I
thought. How old are they?
They're not even a year old.
No.
But I don't think you can start feeding them meat anyway that age, can you?
Oh, I'm not sure. You're obviously all parents.
We're not parents here. So we did clarify that you can feed them pureed meat.
But what we want to know...
Around the 6 months of age.
Is it healthy or advisable to feed such a young baby a vegetarian diet?
Look, it's one of those things where if you're going to do it, it really would be worth getting a dietitian's advice on it. The reason I say that is you can actually... Human beings can get all their nourishment from vegetables. Fruit and veggies, and that includes iron and the things that are sort of heavily concentrated in meat and proteins. Yeah, so there are alternatives, and that's how, you know, adult vegans and vegetarians can be very healthy. But I guess one of the risks you take for a little baby is that you need to get the quantities right, and it's quite hard to get enough iron, for example, without meat, and you just want to be sure that your baby's growing well, and you don't want to sort of be making mistakes for a while. So my advice really would be, talking to a dietitian who's familiar with feeding babies. So it's not impossible. It's not a terrible thing to do. So it's a choice the parent makes, but you do it with some caution.
Hey, doctor, let's play in the world of the hypothetical for a second. Say she isn't giving the baby or the children the right amount of vegetables and iron and all those wonderful things. What will happen to the child? Are there chances that the growth will be stunted and things along those lines? Or
what are the potential risks?
Yeah, so feeding your baby not enough nutrition, you know, or one component of the nutrition, does risk them not developing well. And it depends what that component is, but certainly for iron it would be, so the growth of their, blood producing cells, in particular with the iron, and for other things, you know, more general nutrition would be, growth retardation or slow growth or not, fully developing. So it's an important time, but you know, to be fair, you'd run into less trouble if you're feeding them a wide variety of vegetables than you would if, for example, you were on some sort of crazy diet or fad diet, I guess, where you just fed the one type of food over and over. So generally, you know, babies need, like all humans, need variety in food. And if you give me enough variety and it includes enough healthy food, usually, you know, most babies aren't going to be deficient in enough food.
Oh, that makes me feel better, because I was worried.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly, you know, we do want, it's such an important part of life, isn't it, that first year, and
that's
it's
right.
Brain growth, it's bone growth, it's you know, the blood and the liver and everything, and you really want that to be as healthy as possible, for sure.
Oh, there he is. Thank you, Dr. Coleman. You've cleared that one up for us. And, of course, as Crevo said, if you have a question for Dr. Coleman, you can hit us up on Instagram at Jade Maddie Crevo. Thank you, Doctor.
My pleasure.
Up next, though, it is Jade, Maddie and Crevo's birthday lotto. So it is time to spin the birthday lotto wheel. Let's do it right now. It has come up February.
Again, it keeps spitting out February.
It's
wow.
Random. It's random. That's what it is. 13-10-09, if you were born in the month of February and you'd like to play Jade, Maddie and Crevo's birthday lotto.
$300 up for grabs today for the winner.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cooked conversation happening here behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Jade believes that aliens built the pyramids.
And archaeologists have no idea what they're talking about.
You know what? You know, because you're archaeologists are one of the most stubborn professions in the world that won't admit when they're wrong.
According to Jurassic Park.
No, according to like Joe Rogan and scientists that he gets on their show and whatnot. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
What, Joe Rogan's in
ours?
Yeah, he has professionals on. But anyway, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's called a belief.
Yeah, everyone can have their opinions. It's fine.
See what I believe in. Free money.
Yeah,
we do. This is something we agree on.
Here we go. Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
That's right. Very simple to win. $300 up for grabs today. All you need is a birthday to play today. We've just drawn out the month of February, so we're asking February babies to call up 13-10-09.
February's.
Okay, let's go to Michael from Maryland. Tractor driver, and his party trick is an epic belly roll, which means you must have a huge belly. Hello, Michael.
Hey, young guys.
Hey, good man. This belly roll, tell us about it. How did you first discover this skill?
Oh, honestly, couldn't tell you how I first. I was pretty young. And I don't have a massive belly. It's just enough that I can sort of suck it in and make it roll, I guess.
Hey, wow. Michael, have you ever thought of getting a ship tattooed on your belly so it looks like it's on the high seas?
I can't say I have. That's a good idea, actually.
Should do it.
Hey, we do have a competition, Just Tattoo Us, at the moment, where you and a mate pick a tattooed for each other, so who knows?
Hey, it's all possible.
All right, Michael, Jade is spinning the birthday balls for you.
All right, here we go. Were you born on the 22nd of February?
Oh, no. I wish I got through the other day when you called out. 28.
Oh, bummer.
No good.
Sorry, man. Thank you for playing.
Thanks for trying.
All right. Ooh.
Gary. Hello, Gary. How are you? From Nelson Bay.
Yes. How are you going?
Yeah, going well, thanks, Gary. Just finished working off to play bowls today. Is that a barefoot bowl situation or?
No, competition.
Ooh. Does it get competitive?
Yeah, it does. It's pretty competitive.
We were actually just saying, I pointed out to Maddie, because obviously there's the old bowls club that used to be in Gregson Park that no longer exists. And when we were driving past Newcastle Beach, there used to be an old bowls club there just near the obelisk, which is no longer there. I said to Maddie, it's actually quite sad how many bowls clubs, you know, have closed down over the years.
Yeah, I think it's... Well, it's a young guy's game now. It's not all not as bad as it used to be with all the old blokes.
Yeah. Mm.
Hey, Gary, what's the median age of a bowling tournament at the moment?
Oh, I reckon probably 40-year-old.
Well, there you go. 40.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty young.
Yeah, the sport's got a future by the sounds of it.
All right, let's spin those big birthday balls for Gary, Jade.
All right, Gary.
It's popping out. Here we go.
All right, Gary, were you born on the 7th of February?
No, it's
the 2nd
of February.
Damn it.
Oh,
thanks,
no
Gary. Good luck today, mate. Appreciate your call.
Hopefully it's not an omen for how your game goes for today. Wrong ball year. Okay,
yeah. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music is kicking off next with 105 commercial free.
I gotta get myself together.
Our samba.
Dean Lewis. Be all right. I like this guy.
Yeah.
I got a bit of a crush on him.
Oh.
Roxette.
Classic, that one.
I like it.
Well. Thank you, dancing. Jason Derulo. Let me take you dancing in the playlist.
Very good. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. And do not forget, rate the music now. This is very simple. You head over to the website. If you absolutely love or hate the music, this is your chance to tell us what you think. The survey takes around 6 minutes, 20 songs to rate. And just by doing so, you could win one of five Jester's mobile detailings where you sit at home on your tush and Jester's comes out, washes and details your car.
How good is that?
Just awesome.
I hate having to line up at the car wash.
All that. It's tough life, isn't it?
You have to get out. You've got to scrub it. You've got to put the detergent, the coins in. Who has time for that?
No one.
Let Jester's do it.
No one.
Absolutely. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.